At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Debrief. April 21, 2025. The Eagles have yet again locked up one of their big fellas up front. The Eagles and Pro Bowl center Cam Jurgens, they agreed to a deal today. 4 years, $68 million, just over $39 million guaranteed. So he will be with Philly through the 2029 season.
That's Jason Kelce's replacement, right?
Yes, it is. Just... yet again, another example. See, it seems easy. Keep a crew like that together. And I know that they let Mekhi Becton move on, but that's somebody they're going to just plug and play whoever else.
Do you remember Mekhi Becton's dad on draft night?
Yeah, that dude was massive.
Oh, my God. He had, like, some of the skinniest legs, but some of the, like, he probably weighed over 400 pounds.
Oh, he looked like he easily cleared four bills.
But he looked like he had like popsicle sticks for legs. It was a very strange build on this guy. But yeah, he was a, that just popped into my head when you mentioned Becton. Like, I remember that was the COVID draft and they went to Mekhi Becton's house and you just saw a guy who I'm like, oh, there's, no, that's not Mekhi Becton. That's his gigantic, humongous dad. Dads get brought up a lot because the Steelers like dads who played and brothers who played and things like that. So I'm sure if it's not Shedeur Sanders, they'll still find a way to get their hands on somebody in this draft who's linked to somebody who had played in the NFL at some point, because that's one of Tomlin's favorite things to do. Are you a guy that thinks that their offensive line is going to take a huge step this year?
I feel like I want to say yes, like I want to say yes every year, but then we don't quite see it. I mean, Zach Frazier, I think, already a really good player.
All right, how would you rank the five offensive linemen right now from best to worst?
Frazier, number one.
Okay.
Seumalo, number two.
Mm-hmm.
I would go... I mean, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad that we really haven't seen him. I'd go Fautanu number three.
Yep.
Then I just think out of raw ability, I would go Jones. But, man, he's clinging on to that a whole lot. The old raw ability well.
And then McCormick's the weakest link for you.
But I don't think the gap is too far between McCormick and Jones. And, I mean, we're talking about a mid-round pick at guard versus a guy that they traded up for a few picks to select. So
we just talked about this regarding Mason Rudolph in how much their handling of him when he was a young player potentially stunted his growth. If Broderick Jones never amounts to anything, making him play right tackle, getting him away from his natural position right from the very beginning, because Dan Moore didn't have position flexibility, will be second-guessed forever with him if he never makes it. Because, man, you need reps. Not everybody is such a good player where they get off the bus or they get off the plane, they show up like Maurkice Pouncey did, and they're immediately ready to go. Great NFL player. These guys need coaching. They need practice. They need time there to work out kinks. And okay, when a guy does X, Y, and Z, my counter move needs to be this and that. Like, all of this, I think, continuity. We talk about it with the Pirates lineup too. Knowing what your job is and knowing what your role is in professional sports, I think, is very important. And they've treated Broderick Jones like he's kind of just a down-the-line guy and not someone that they traded up in the first round to get their hands on. And yet, the flip side of that, Donnie, is Fautanu walks in, and right off the bat, they're like, you're starting because you're one of our best players, and we're not going to overcook this or overthink this or do some kind of stupid, you got to sit behind a veteran and wait your turn thing. I don't know. Did they think they were getting one thing with Broderick Jones, and then when he got to the Steelers and they saw him up close, he was something different, and they had a little bit of buyer's remorse right from the beginning? It sort of feels like that.
Pretty damning on them, if that's the case.
I mean, that's happened before. I mean, usually it takes like almost like a regime change or a coaching change to sour on a player. Like, see, hold on a second, though. I mean, isn't that kind of what happened with Roman Wilson this year? I know there was an injury. But then it was the whole, well, he's not really even from a football IQ or football mental standpoint where he needs to be as a player. Like, he seems completely out of sight, out of mind to me. And he was a third-round pick last year.
Yeah, it's even, and I know that that's a pick that you don't want to miss on. It's just so much worse if it's a first-round pick that you bring him in and you're like, oh, this isn't what I thought it would be. This guy's nowhere near.
Do you think Broderick Jones in 2025 will be better than what Dan Moore was for the Steelers in 2024?
Yes.
Well, that's encouraging because that version of Dan Moore that the Steelers got made, what, $80 million this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, overpaid. It helped out that there weren't many guys at his position on the open market, but yes. I do think he'll be better.
I'm very, very, very worried. Just because people that I talk to who watch offensive linemen in depth do not have a lot of hope for the guy. And it's just like, I have a hard time as just a football fan saying, no, you're wrong and I'm right. His technique and his fundamentals of the position are actually good.
I mean, that's just another huge miss then. They trade up for the guy.
Would it be worse than Kenny? It's an earlier pick.
I know, and they used assets to move up. Like, I really want to argue, yes. It's just there's so much weight with the quarterback position alone that if you do take a swing there and you miss badly.
But, like, I think Devin Bush is a worse pick than Kenny.
I agree with
because
you.
Because he was 10.
Yeah, I mean, if Jones doesn't turn it around, I think the argument's absolutely there. Because, yeah, he was used with a higher pick. You moved up to get him. Here's the other thing, similar to Bush, and not necessarily the same case for Kenny. It was pretty much the consensus that that's where the dude should get drafted. He was going to be a top 20 player.
Yeah.
Same way with Bush. Same way with Jarvis Jones.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's not like they reached on those guys. They picked the guys that were slotted for that pick.
Right. Like, it's almost hard for me to put Pickett even in that same conversation, even though he does play the game's most important position, it didn't seem like any of those quarterbacks in that class were among the top 25.
Donnie, what do all these guys have in common? What do Jones and Kenny both have in common? First round picks, and again, process, how you treat a player once you get him, how you develop a player once you get him. You just mentioned Cam Jurgens, who had to sit behind Jason Kelce, and when he went into the lineup, he was ready to go, and now he got paid. That's how this debrief started. Look at the coaches they had for Kenny. Look at when they decided to play Kenny. Look at the offense he was in. Same thing with Jones. Look at where he played. They had a game plan in week two where it was, let's have right tackles share the position. Let's have them both play.
Yeah, something that does not happen.
Who the freak does that? And then the guy went in and committed, what, 3 penalties in 5 seconds?
That happens at maybe in like the rec football level. I have never experienced in my life any team that like I played for in middle school or high school or college or even covering high school or college.
That's what
games,
I mean. Look at our
where
teams.
You see a constant rotation between right tackles.
I know the Steelers are high on mediocrity because they haven't had a losing season, but they haven't really won anything. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. You do stupid things, you're going to get stupid results. And it's the same thing with Pickett. Like, there will be, if Jones never pans out, this like eternal debate, how much of it was Broderick Jones and how much of it was the Steelers just screwing him up.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.